Chris Pronger, Sean Pronger. Here's what I say. Is Chris Pronger the greatest defenseman ever? No. Is Sean Pronger the greatest journeyman ever? Without a doubt, you are the greatest of all times. Good to talk to you, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Michael.
I bet you played for so many teams, you can't remember a ton of stuff. Is that true?
This is true. Well, I mean, I think I need to go back into the state of mind that I was at when I was with each team. And I don't know if we have the time to get back into that state of mind right now.
If I have time later on, I'll quiz you about your life. So, Nail Yakupov scored and does a 60-foot slide last night. Jarrett Stahl said he didn't like it. Is there anything wrong with that? You're talking about the culture of the game to us.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, they should see Jarrett Stahl should see me score in men's league. I've got the the Tiger Williams riding the pony with the Timu Solani shooting the glove, and I throw a little Patrick Kane kayaking in there as well. So I see nothing wrong with it. I think it's great. 4 seconds left, you tie the game. Why not show how excited you are?
Why are players
goal ever
so tame around the NHL? So controlled. There's no fun on the bench, yet every other sport seems to have fun on the bench or the sidelines.
You know, I don't know. It's almost because it goes back in time. You gotta be serious. I don't know if you're worried about a coach getting on you. You know, heaven forbid you lose a game. The coach might look at the tape, realize you're having too much fun out there, bring you into the office. You know, I'm not sure. I love it when guys show their emotion and show the passion they have for the game, and then that they're having fun. I think it's great, and they should be more of it.
John, you played for a lot of different teams. You played for the Vancouver Canucks, in fact, correct?
Yes, I believe I did.
I believe I did. I'm not 100% sure. Do you, if you're a Canuck right now, do you want them to trade Luongo and just move on and get all of this distraction away?
Yes, I do. If I'm a player on that team, I definitely want, if it's going to happen, do it early, because otherwise you get guys constantly thinking that they may be a part of a deal. There may be guys coming in that take their job. So if you want your team to kind of solidify itself, you got to do it early. And that way it's not, you know, you don't have to answer those questions anymore. It's done with.
So I have your book here, actually. And on the back of the book, Brian Burke writes a little bit. So did Chris Pronger. That was easy to get. Craig McTavish, Rick Nash. Brian Burke, do you know for a fact he wrote this little blurb?
I'm fairly certain he wrote it. It was funny. I think he was at a game, and I sent him an email asking if he wouldn't mind contributing to a book, thinking that I'll get an answer, you know, a week and a half later from his secretary. And he literally answered me about 3 minutes after I sent it, and said, yeah, I'd love to it, and I'll get to it next week. Sure enough, a week later, it's in my inbox, and then, he's been great. He goes, you know what, edit it liberally, and then we just kind of tweaked it and sent it back to him. He gave it the stamp and made the back of the book.
Okay, tons to talk about. You understand the culture of the game. That's what this book is all about. So Kari Lehtinen won a game earlier this week, then pointed up at the scoreboard to the fans who were chirping him. Who was a guy who reacted with the fans in your mind that you saw that did it really well?
You know, I'm trying to think. Warren Reichel comes to mind as a guy that was a great character in the game. And, he didn't score a lot of goals, but it was more of when he did, everybody knew about it. And, he was a fun guy to have on your team because that's a guy that kept it light in the locker room.
You played with some of the greats. Did you ever play in practice or in a game on a line with Wayne Gretzky because you were with the Rangers with him?
I did. I'm not sure if anybody knows except for me, but I did. I practiced an entire practice on purpose. The coaches put me there with Wayne Gretzky, and I was, I'm not how you can say it on the air, but I was not quite up to par.
You were hungover. You were hungover.
I was hungover. Yes. I was hungover because I was normally on the fifth line. So I had I went and saw the sights of New York with a good friend of mine, thinking that me and Darren Langdon would be anchoring the fifth line come in the morning. And there it was, the red jersey was in my stall the next morning after about 2 hours of sleep. So it was a thrill and a shocker at the same time.
Jaromír Jágr, you played with him as well, right?
I did.
Can you confirm that he carried $500,000 in cash on a flight to Las Vegas? Can you confirm? Because I've heard that story.
I've heard it. I can neither confirm nor deny. All I can say is I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know for sure if he did that.
Okay,
I hope he did, because that'd be a great story.
You were traded and demoted many times. What general manager was the kindest to doing that to you?
I think Doug McLean, because he did it so many times. It was almost like he gave me a hug and said, all right, get out of here.
And who was the meanest?
And I would say, and it wasn't a coach, it was the Boston Bruins organization. They just assumed that I knew that I was on waivers. I never really knew. I came into the locker room. My equipment wasn't even in my stall. I came in there ready for the game. I had my suit on and everything. And I show up and they're like, oh yeah, go see Bernsey. And I went and saw Pat Bernsey. He's like, oh yeah, we put you on waivers.
Well, we were using this as an audition, so we'd invite you back anytime. What numbers did you wear in Anaheim? Quickly. You remember?
54 and 10.
12. You loser, you didn't even know. Thanks, Sean.
In Anaheim, I wore 10. I don't
12.
Know. Check your stack.
12.
Guy. Check your stack. That was Pittsburgh. 12 was Pittsburgh.